Blog Talk Radio.
1 John 4.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also.
Grace and peace, brothers. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and I'd like to welcome you to our newest episode of Issues Christian Men's Talk. I pray all is well with you and your family, and continue to hope that you are on course, that you are living in obedience and continue to strive to live in a pleasing to God, and to continue to shed light and be salt and light in the culture and in the world and in your circle of influence. Amen. Well, for this episode, we're going to talk about humbling ourselves. In the next couple of episodes, we're going to add on to that and continue to build on that. On that principle and on that character trait in our lives as God, as men of God, as believers, amen. And knowing that humbling ourselves is a very important issue because pride has no place in the heart of a man of God. But first, let me begin. We got a couple things going on. Starting today, you will receive this probably. Let's see, the second week of August, 2021. We have a couple of things coming up here. First of all, on Thursdays at 8 p.m. we have started a weekly Zoom men's ministry meeting, time of encouragement, connecting, discussing the scripture, studying the scripture, and just encouraging one another. So we're starting that in the second week of August. You receive this. If you receive this episode on your phone and I text it to you and text you the link, just text me back. I can text you the link for it. Also, if you go to Issues Christian Men's Talk on our Facebook page, and send me a message, inbox me. I can send you the link for the Zoom meeting, for the Zoom ministry gathering that we're going to be doing weekly on Thursdays at 8 p.m. So I invite you to join us there. Come in, listen in, participate in the conversations, and gather, and just start to connect. Just we're starting there so that we can start to connect, and then from there we'll go God's will, go to a face-to-face gathering, or at least go out for a meal or a fellowship or something. Amen. So I encourage you, text me. I'll send you the link and the information where you can call in on Zoom. Amen. The next thing I did want to mention, we have an upcoming men's event. If your church or your men's group is having an event, a conference, or you set up a new men's fellowship, please reach out to me, let me know, send me a text, let me know the time and the dates, and we can share with the brethren. We're here locally in the Baltimore, D.C. area, so I encourage you to share that. The upcoming event I wanted to share with you today that's coming up on October the 23rd, that's October the 23rd, 2021, is the Washington Area Coalition of Men's Ministries, and they're going to be gathering on October the 23rd at Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. It's Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. And again, that's the Washington Area Coalition of Men's Ministry. They have a men's conference coming. To the first one, I believe it's the first major one. It's the regional men's conference, and they're gathering for 2021. So I encourage you, again, if you go on our Facebook page, you'll see the link there for it where you can register, get the information, itinerary, and all that information there. Or you can go to the website. Again, it's Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. You can check their website, or you also can go to the website. You can Google it. It's the Washington Area Coalition of Men's Ministries. Amen? Amen. So I just want to share those two things. Again, you know, with COVID and it's changing and shifting, and we're starting to gather together to encourage one another in fellowship and build each other and strengthen each other. Amen? Well, this episode I'll be talking about humbling ourselves. Humbling ourselves. And each of us has to just look in the mirror and determine who we are in Christ and what God is calling us to do. Because we know, that humility can be defined as an absence of pride. And pride is something that God hates. As simple as that. We pride in ourselves that we think we everything that we have and that we've done is because of us, and we leave God out. That is the greatest sin we can commit, in knowing that we think it's all about us and what we've done, and that we don't appreciate God, and we don't appreciate those around us also. God's put people in our lives that helped us get to this and accomplish the things that we're called to do. That's in the temporal, the natural, the spiritual, that we are not alone. This is why we are needed, a body of Christ, a meeting of men gathering together and being part of a men's ministry, a collection of brothers, like-minded believers in Christ that we can pray for and with each other. Amen? And most of when we talk about humility, is the thing we can focus on there is thinking about ourselves less and thinking more of others to be able to encourage others. And what are we doing that we are thinking less of ourselves? You know, humility increases when we are willing to humble ourselves, be humbled by God, our circumstances, and by others, keeping people in our life that hold us accountable. You know, our sinful natures don't want to be humbled because we tend to want to protect our pride. Like, you know, we think we need to be proud. We need to protect our image, and we don't want to be transparent. We want people to think a certain way about us and control. But in humbling ourselves, part of that is being transparent with some brothers, having some people in our life that we're transparent with, who know the struggles, who know how to pray specifically for us. I mean, we understand the grace, and we pray for each other, but we need to have men in our lives who are praying specifically for the things that we may be struggling with, who know us, who know when to call and reach out to us, to check in on us, to ask us those specific questions on how we're doing and how we're really doing, and know that our struggles and where we're at with that area. Amen? So we tend to protect our pride and keep a secret and concerned about our image. Because pride, truly, if we realize it, that pride gets in the way of our relationship with God. Because the Bible says he resists the proudful but gives grace to the humble. And that's James chapter 4, verse number 6. As always, I'll say there also that always here I'm going to give scripture references so you have time. You can go back. You can go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr And go to the archives, you can listen to this again, and come back with a pencil, paper, and meditate on some of the scripture references I want to give you here. Also, this link, I do encourage you to share this link with the brothers that you may be ministering to in your small group, in your men's group, or that brother that you might be, you know, you're ministering to for the gospel, that you're trying to share the gospel and let him know about the good news of Jesus Christ. And he might need to be encouraged by something that's said here today. So I also encourage you in that. So again, we're talking about pride today. We're talking about humbling ourselves and the importance of pride. And remember, pride is defined by the absence, we're talking about humility and humbling ourselves. Amen, forgive me. But again, it's the absence of pride, it's humility. And we're talking about today to encourage you in humbling ourselves, because the Word of God says that God resists the pride and gives grace to the humble, and we're seeking the grace of God. Again, James chapter 4, verse number 6. Amen? Amen. Well, humbling ourselves, what that means? It means to challenge our motives and the things that we do. You know, we all serve, we all do certain things as husbands, as fathers, as sons. But when we talk about being humble and humility, we have to check our motives. We have to examine our hearts and know, why are we doing what we're doing? Are we doing it to be seen and heard and acknowledged? Or are we doing it for his glory? That's the thing when we talk about humility and humbling and pride, is are we doing things for the glory of God or for our glory? That we want to be recognized, we want to be put on this pedestal. Or are we laboring for that God would get the glory in our lives? That we are able to be an example. Amen? So we ask God to examine our hearts, to seek and search our hearts for the things that, and what we're doing. And for us as husbands, fathers, that's what it's all about. Are we living our lives to be able to, and humbling ourselves to serve others, to serve those in our family, to serve those in our ministry, to serve those in the community? Because humbling ourselves, it means we have to be able to serve others for his glory, that not that we get our glory. So again, we have to measure ourselves against what the Word of God says and what the Word of God teaches. So where are you at, brothers? That's the thing we have to always ask ourselves. It's not that I have it all, because I know I've struggled with it sometimes in times of different times in my life. And recently, I just caught myself in, you know, when you're dealing with folk and people, just in our normal work day and our normal life day and our normal church day. Sometimes things are said to us that make us feel a certain way in our response, because we think we may be overlooked. We've been slighted. We've been unappreciated. That's another test of our humility. How do we feel when these things happen to us, when we don't get recognized, we get overlooked, we get slighted, people say things to us? We know how people talk sometimes. They say some things, and they take it a jab at us or it's throwing shade on us. Amen? But how do we respond with that to also? That counts as our humility. Are we really going to take it to heart and get upset, seek revenge, and get angry and try and defend ourselves? Because remember, what did they do to Jesus? They accused him. They lied on him. They tried him and ended up crucifying him, sentencing him to death on trumped-up charges, on lies. So when folk lie against us, how do we respond? Do we respond with the humility of Christ, with the humility of the Holy Spirit in us, knowing that God is sovereign, God is in control, and God knows all things? Or do we want to defend ourselves? Sometimes in humility and humbling ourselves, we have to stand down and let God handle it, because God knows. Because as leaders in the community, we definitely have to be able to set an example of who's watching us, our children, other Christians, other younger Christians, people new to the faith. They want to see how we handle it when someone says something out of left field to us. How do we respond? And even in our ministering and our evangelism, folk around are watching us. Because everything we do, even in ministry, even when we in the streets, in the community, doing evangelism, how do we respond to those people who may attack us for what we're doing and how we're serving? You know, because, again, it's something we have to deal with. But how do we respond, and where is our heart condition? So we have to pray and ask God to prepare us and cleanse us, that we are not going to respond to every slight, oversight, an unappreciated thing, and the things that people may say to us to try and hurt us. I mean, and take us out of our nature. Amen. So, and also in Scripture, you know, the Bible, is why I always encourage the brothers, the reading of the Old Testament. The Old Testament has some perfect example of some prideful men, but leaders in Israel, leaders in the Old Testament, but they knew to humble themselves before God when faced with the judgments of God. Some of the examples I give you, King Hezekiah, he struggled with pride, but humbled himself and turned away God's wrath against the people of Judah and in Jerusalem. Let me give you scripture. We're going to go 2 Chronicles chapter 32, or verse 25 and 26. The wicked king Ahab, he turned in pride and submitted himself to God. Reading his story is in 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 27 to 29. Rehoboam, one of the kings of Israel, 2 Chronicles 12, verses 1 to 12. Manasseh, also in 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 10 and 13. And they were all wise enough to humble themselves and seek God's mercy in every case that God's wrath will be turned from the people. And again, as husbands and fathers, we have to be able to humble ourselves under the hand of God, under his word, and to the Holy Spirit, that we may, you know, bring people into the knowledge, bring people into the faith, that they won't stand at the time of judgment and be cast out, that we can help them repent and reconcile them back to God. God's going to use us to speak into the lives of people. So we have to be able to pray for people and also keep ourselves in a position of humility before him, that he may use us, that we must submit to his will, and not what we want, but what he wants. Amen? Because also in the New Testament, the Bible talks about the praise of the humble. And we're going to start with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He models humility for us all. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 is just one of the verses I'm going to point you to for your study and for your meditation. We talk about Moses. The Bible says Moses was more humble than any other person. Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Paul wrote to the Corinthians that even though he was an apostle, their spiritual leader, he was humble when he was among them. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. And Jesus also, again, our Savior, our Lord, humbled himself in obedience. Jesus taught that those who wish to be great must also be humble, or the most humble. Amen? Those are the great in the kingdom of God. Matthew 23 and 12. And other places in Scripture commands us to humble ourselves before God and before others. Here's a couple of scriptures. If you have opportunity, you can go over them, meditate on them, study them, and pray that God can use his word to strengthen you and to guide and direct as you shape your character and as you grow in faith. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. And then we have to understand, too, if we don't humble ourselves, God will do it. God is going to move on our heart. He's going to bring circumstances into our life to get us in a place where he wants to use us. Amen. And look at Luke chapter 1, verse 52, and Luke chapter 18, verse 14. So when we abandon ourselves to the will of God, you know, there's no room for pride. If we really, really, really submit ourselves unto God's will in the obedience of the Holy Spirit and start to get to a place where now we want to be used by God in all things. And again, brothers, we have to be able to search ourselves, search our hearts, where we are, and what are we doing that we think more highly of others than ourselves, and who are we pleasing? What is the motivation for the things that we do, even in the body of Christ, as part of the church? Are we doing it to glorify him or glorify ourselves? So again, brothers, in this episode, I just wanted to encourage you, plant a seed in you to think about humility in our lives, where you are, where God wants you, and search the scriptures. Pray. If this is a thing that you struggle with pride, if you struggle with with responding in certain ways when, again, when you're slighted and overlooked and seem like you feel like you're unappreciated. You'd be surprised how many people just appreciate you for who you are. They may not say it. You may not hear it. But, again, there's a watching world out there. There's people who are looking to us for leadership and guidance. And we have to be and we have to stay in that place. So, brother, I encourage you, again, to be able to continue to live a life that is humbly before him, that he might get the glory in all that we do and all that we say. Again, brothers, this has been Deacon Thomas Farr, and this has been Issues Christian Men's Talk. I pray this episode and all is well with your family as you listen to this episode. Again, reach out to me in the text. Thursdays, we have a weekly men's Zoom meeting starting up. By the time you get it this week, the next Thursday. It's every Thursday, so whenever you receive this and listen to it, the following Thursday will be on at 8 p.m. Text me, call me, go on Issues Christian Men's Talk to Facebook page and send us a message there, and we'll send you the link. And also on October the 23rd, again, one of the events coming up is the Washington Area Coalition of Men's Ministries, October the 23rd, Men's Conference. It's a half-day conference. Well, not a half day, but it's from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and it's going to be held at the Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. Amen? So I just encourage you to come out and join and be part of that. And as always, God bless you. Thank you for listening, and be at peace. God bless you.